You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Michelle Mell, founder and CEO of EXCY, which is short for exercise cycling. EXCY is a total body exercise cycling system for anytime, anywhere total body workouts with a mobile coach. You gotta love it. Michelle, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. So tell me, how did you come up with the idea for EXCY?
You know, right around the time that I turned 40, I had put on some weight, and a lot of that just had to do with sitting at a desk all day and running around, chasing my kid around and running him to his practices. And I was sitting at the skate park with him, and I'm at an age where I'm like not going to jump out there at the skate park with him anymore because I can't keep up with him. And I was sitting at the bench, and I had realized I hadn't moved all day, and so I started stepping up on the bench. And I had recently finished a long bicycle ride, and I just had this idea of what if I could turn this bench or any chair, you know, into a recumbent exercise bike and get a really good workout, but be fully engaged with, you know, my son and what we're doing or whatever I wanted to be doing. And so the idea was born. Let's create a portable exercise cycling system that we can use anywhere.
Now, what was your inspiration for starting EXCY? Touch on that if you would.
You know, I mean, I was a collegiate scholarship athlete when I was younger, and my health has always been very important to me. And I just want to be, you know, have a quality of life and be active for as long as possible. And I have a genetic pathway of heart disease in front of me. My dad has had 2 heart attacks. My mom has high blood pressure. And I realized that if I didn't find a way, you know, to find time to work out, that I was not going to be living the life that I want to live, you know, when I'm in my 60s and my 70s. So that was the inspiration, is how do I get myself active? You know, I want to have more energy to play with my kid. I want to be more productive at work. And I need to find time to make my health a priority. And so, you know, EXCY is, it works anywhere, anytime. It's available to me at the exact time and place that I have to work out. Sometimes that's on the sideline of my kid's baseball game. You know, sometimes that's why we're watching our favorite TV show in the evening during a downtime. Sometimes it's been over, you know, a game of Yahtzee in the evening sitting at the kitchen table together. So, and the way that the system works is it has a high level of resistance from 0 to up to 30 pounds. And so you can get a very effective workout in a short period of time with both arms and legs and just make the most of whatever time you have to work out.
Congratulations to you for being proactive and making things happen. Well, well done. Now, how are customers using EXCY today?
You know, it really runs a broad spectrum of use cases. I have triathletes who are using the upper body workouts to train for swimming. I have quite a few people who have had an injury of some sort with their leg, whether that is a torn ACL or an injured meniscus. A broken leg, where they are also using EXCY for upper body workout, where otherwise they could not do, you know, a really big cardio workout or strength training workout because they're not able to use their legs during a duration of time. And then I have busy mom who is, you know, on the sideline of her kid's sporting event. I get some very interesting pictures of the locations and where EXCY is being used. So it really is a broad spectrum. Our number one use case by far has been that I just want to do this while I'm watching TV. I want to do this while I'm watching TV, perhaps some quick burst at work during the day. But when it comes down to wanting to be at home, work up a good sweat, they want to do it while they're watching TV in the same room as the rest of their family member, you know, without going to the basement and being isolated.
Today we're joined by Michelle Mell, founder and CEO of EXCY, a total body exercise cycling system for anytime, anywhere, total body workouts with a mobile coach. here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Michelle, tell us, what's harder, creating hardware or software, and why did you do both?
That is a great question, and I would say they are both difficult. They're on the hardware side, there are so many little pieces to figure out, what screws are you going to use? What pedal are you going to use? What color paint are you going to use? Where are you going to have it manufactured? What part of the country are you going to, or part of the world are you going to have it manufactured? And there's a lot of little I's that need to be dotted and T's crossed. And then, but it's really interesting when you get into the software side of things. Software is about, what do the buttons look like? Where should they go in a mobile app? And both of my teams get equally excited about the areas that they're interested in. So I have my hardware guys who are, caressing screws, trying to figure out which one they're going to use. And I have my software guys who are looking at colors of buttons and how you're going to make them easier to use and how do you make, things interactive and the user experience. I think they're both hard, but if you find the right team who has a core expertise in their core area, then you let them do what they're good at. And the reason that we did both is I am a firm believer that we are at a time right now where, whether it's in the sports technology world or if it's in the fitness category, where, the intersection of technology with equipment is a must. And I think that we're kind of at the beginning of this and making sure that exercise equipment and a mobile application and a mobile training experience are integrated. And I think you're only going to see more of it.
Since we're talking about fitness, why do you think so many people struggle with fitness, and what tips do you have to share that would help them conquer their struggles or to make it easier for them to be fit?
I'll tell you what. So what we hear from people right across the board is that it's a lack of time. Lack of time is the number one reason, and the obstacle that people have for not working out. What I've discovered during this time is I think it's much more than that, and it's much more personalized to the person. Sometimes it's an injury, right? I personally broke my leg during this process, and I have talked to so many people who have had an injury where it's been a falling off period of time. You're laid up for 2 months, you weren't able to keep up with a habit maybe that you already had for 2 months, and the next thing you know, it's really hard to start it again. And then a year passes, and 2 years passes, and you're a little bit older, and it's harder to lose weight as we age. I think that, there are a lot of people in this country living with chronic pain, and they have, let's say they used to love to run. They love to run, but their knees hurt. So they're just like, what am I going to do when my knees hurt? And maybe they'd love to go out cycling, but they're a little bit afraid of falling, So there are so many reasons. One of the things that we've discovered with XE is there is a barrier to exercise that has to do with just being isolated, right? Going down, especially in the home where you worked all day long, you get home, right? You want to spend time with your family, but your exercise equipment is down in the basement. And so you have to leave your family, go downstairs, and be isolated in the basement. And like with XE, I mean, sometimes I'm doing an exercise, my son is sitting next to me, my dog is my pillow if I'm doing a floor workout, my husband's in the same room, and we're there together watching, our favorite TV show. And there is absolutely an opportunity to connect exercise to our everyday life that eliminates that barrier that I feel like opens up exercise to so many more people.
Lastly, Michelle, what do you think sets XE apart from the competition?
Oh, it's hands down the amount of resistance that we have been able to put into a very tiny package. We just had one of our first reviews from Lifehacker, and Lifehacker summed it up. They called XE a full-fledged exercise bike in tiny package. So we have a 10-pound portable, lightweight, compact, very small system that can match, the upper body workout of an elliptical machine. In fact, engage more muscle, doing an upper body workout on XE than you would with an elliptical machine. And what you can do to double dip on cardio and strength training in a 10-pound system that you can do anywhere, anytime, is truly unmatched with anything that's on the market.
Once again, Michelle, congratulations on the creation of this fabulous tool for people to stay fit and to be more apt to stay fit and exercise on a regular basis. And I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there taking advantage of that. Where can our listeners find out more on Exi and take advantage of this great tool?
So if you go to exi.com, E-X-C-Y, that is in exercisecycling.com, you can see our videos, you can look at some of the tutorials that we have, and then you can, of course, shop. We do also have a mobile application that goes with this. And when I thought of this mobile app, I wanted it to be something that was optimized for our own cycling system, but something that anybody could use for interval training. So you can, the app is free. You can find it in the App Store for iOS. We're getting ready to launch a Google app as well. And so that's another way that you can use Exi and find, integrate exercise into your everyday life.
Michelle, once again, thanks for your time today and for joining us here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. And certainly look forward to a future conversation down the track.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michelle Mell, founder and CEO of Exi, a total body exercise cycling system for anytime, anywhere. Total body workouts with a mobile coach. And for more information, simply visit Exi.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.